Proclamation number 0859 of 12th of April, 1939. Enlightenment and instruction from above. Time of suffering for unbelievers. It is a special privilege which the Lord bestows upon the earthly children that they are constantly honored by His word and constantly instructed in eternity-related teachings. It is not earthly life itself which is important, but how it is used for eternity. This alone is worth paying attention to. But if people are given explanations from above, they remain unteachable, for they simply don't accept the divine teachings for what they are. And thus, with irresponsible carelessness, earthly life is only used in an earthly sense, but eternity is hardly thought of. Too much attention is paid to earth, and for this reason connections are made which aim at exactly the opposite, as an intimate union of spiritually kindred souls. Measures are taken which result in a strong upheaval in the spiritual sphere. If all those who instinctively incline towards the teaching about a higher being would correctly recognize the danger humanity is heading towards, all divine wisdom would soon be desirable and it would be accepted wherever it was offered to humanity. But if everything possible is done to eradicate all faith amongst humanity, and again it is pointed out that only a few can intellectually fathom the most profound knowledge, such spiritual emptiness will soon be widespread amongst people. And nothing will be able to alleviate the spiritual hardship on earth, for the recordings, which are purest spiritual knowledge, will be ridiculed and scoffed at. They will not want to be examined first as completely improbable, but will be rejected immediately with the reason that humanity has always gone the same way and there can be no question of justification in the sense of tradition. Now, in the coming time, the time of suffering will also begin for the unbelievers, so that in this time the human being will assert himself and take refuge in God, as the sole creator of heaven and earth, and, if the word of God is then offered to him and he receives it, he will be able to control the spiritual adversity through the grace of the Lord. The human being will also be allowed to receive the word of love, comfort and divine mercy in the same proportion as he wants to perfect himself, without which he would truly walk his earthly path in vain. He would only ever want to pursue the tranquility and comfort of daily life and by no means be able to grasp the sole meaning of human life and not correspond to it in the slightest and thus have lived life completely in vain. Yet God's infinite love and goodness has compensated for this and mercifully accepted humanity by taking care of the revival of His earthly children, and again it is only up to the individual soul to partake of this great grace, for the Lord would like to help everyone. But anyone who still rejects this help cannot be helped anymore, can no longer be helped. For it is not good to preach repentance to an obstinate sinner, and if the human being does not want to accept the word of God, then he is like the obstinate sinner who would rather remain in his guilt of sin than take the path of repentance if he is lovingly made aware of the fact that this is the only path to eternal life. Amen.